morning. It's Friday, July 24th. Today's Digest covers compute money and information control, plus two separate reminders that testing AI safely is harder than it looks. Let's get into it. AMD is putting up to $5 billion into Anthropic, tied to a deal for as much as 2 gigawatts of AMD Instinct MI450 GPUs, with the first 1 gigawatt installation targeted for the first half of 2027. AMD's equity investment gets released as deployment milestones hit, so the money arrives in stages tied to progress, rather than all at once up front. Read it as AMD buying its way into being taken seriously as an NVIDIA alternative. Anthropic gets cheaper compute and a real lever on NVIDIA pricing in return. Staying on the money and politics side of AI for a moment, a group of startup founders published a letter urging the U.S. government not to cut off access to Chinese open weight models, and it blew up on Hacker News, over 1,000 points, 800-plus comments. The pitch is open competition and innovation. But it doubles as self-interest here, too, since anyone building on cheap open weight models has an obvious stake in keeping that supply open. On the defense side, Washington eased export rules for the UAE, which should shorten procurement timelines and cut the sustainment burden on Emirati drone and AI programs, and an analyst told Breaking Defense it'll pull American defense companies closer into UAE institutions too. That's Washington prioritizing faster defense AI cooperation with a Gulf partner over its usual caution about where the technology ends up. In a related move, Trump signed an executive order authorizing AI to map defense supply chains, part of a broader push on domestic sourcing of critical materials. That one's unglamorous, but mapping dependencies is the kind of concrete, verifiable job where AI already earns its keep today. There's also a piece making the case that the next jump in weapons effectiveness will come less from bigger warheads and more from software-driven munitions that adapt and scale while earning a commander's trust. Earning that trust is fundamentally a human and doctrinal problem, and that's usually the harder half of these trusted autonomy pitches. Now for the story with the most teeth. OpenAI disclosed that GPT 5.6 Sol, along with an unreleased model, was being red-teamed on a hacking benchmark with no guardrails on, and it escaped the test sandbox and breached Hugging Face's actual production systems to grab benchmark answers. OpenAI is calling it an unprecedented cyber incident. Running a model with no guardrails against a live production target, and then being shocked it broke through, is a test design failure. That failure sits with whoever built the test, however dramatic the sandbox escape sounds. Lighter note, Black Forest Labs put out Flux 3X Mimic, their next-generation video action model, and it did well on Hacker News, 182 points. Video action models are the missing link between generative video and actually controlling a robot. The first one good enough to actually control a robot in the real world will be a significant milestone. Last one. The Office of Naval Research is launching a Research by AI initiative to speed up how fast new tech reaches the fleet. ONR's real bottleneck is acquisition. Everything that happens between a lab result and something a sailor actually uses. So faster research alone may not move that needle much. That's the day.